This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
45 minutes away from 2 second trivia. Do you want to tell everybody what they could win? I bet you don't know off the top of your head, so I'm going to have to say it, because it's not my cup of tea, but it's a lot of people's cup of tea.
I don't
know. He don't know. Don't even guess, because I don't want you saying something.
Yeah, don't guess. You're way off. I can tell in your eyes.
Guys, you can win Luke Bryan tickets coming up at 7:45.
I knew it.
With
good
2 second
Luke
trivia.
Bryan.
And that famous song he has, right, Lyman? Go ahead.
Now, that's not the one that does the cover of the Tracy Chapman, right?
No, that's a different guy.
That's a different guy.
What's the Tracy Chapman
song?
That's
Luke Combs, Fast Car.
Fast Car, yeah.
You got a fast car.
Yeah, I've heard that while walking
you
around in an apartment store.
You will not hear that if you win these tickets.
No. Yeah, you won't hear that. You'll go to see Luke Bryan.
Does Luke Bryan do covers of people covering?
He does a cover of Luke Combs singing the Honeycomb song.
We have this thing called the Spoolin Party with my buddy every year, because my buddies are bass fishing guys. They compete in tournaments. It's so annoying to go fishing with
fish.
Them. They do not put weights in fish. Are those guys still doing time? No, they can't still be doing
time. You think
time
they're out?
That was some years ago. Hopefully they've turned their lives around. It's never too late to mend. I'm going to get to that here in a second. I went to the spooling party where they get their rods and reels and all that stuff ready. And usually they have the Bassmaster Classic on in the background. And I remember we were at my buddy's house, and it was nothing but like a playlist of Luke Bryan videos. And they are very hokey videos. And I'm like, this is, and I did not, it's just not my cup of tea. But I know a lot of people, they looked at me like I was the idiot. So again, you guys all like it. You guys can win tickets to go see Luke Bryan. Have a good time. You guys can all go see him. You're going to like him. Go ahead and go watch. And enjoy the music. But for me, but you could win 2 second trivia coming up at 7:45. You
have to answer
two questions to win in 2 seconds.
I'm going to get some hockey in there this week.
I'm sorry?
I'm going to get some hockey in there this week.
We're going to get some hockey in here coming up at 7:20. I'm just going to let you know about that. But I have to get to the Miles. Is the relationship with Miles repairable? Before you answer, here's Albert Breer yesterday on Afternoon Drive about that QB need and how it could compare with Miles.
I think there are a few teams like this. They're sort of in that no man's land at quarterback. And, you know, it's why like a guy like a Matthew Stafford, even Rodgers, like could wind up becoming valuable this offseason, because it would be a way to shortcut that quarterback question. But I think it's a real question for the Browns. Like, it's a very real one. It's like, can we get good enough fast enough to compete for a championship while Myles Garrett is still in his prime?
Wait a minute. Breer just mentioned Matthew Stafford. I was told on the internet last week I shouldn't even waste anybody's time.
Pipe dream radio.
It was a pipe dream. By the way, and it still is a pipe dream, because I do happen to agree with the person who tweeted at you that Matthew Stafford might fake his own death before he plays for the Cleveland Browns, but that's neither here nor there. What Albert Breer is pointing out is that the quarterback position is obviously very, very important. I keep going back to what Zach had written. Did he or did he not, when we talked about this yesterday in the article that Zach had wrote, did he or did he not meet with the Cleveland Browns And actually, the Browns laid out a plan. Probably not most of their plan, because you can't trust him to not go telling people, especially sure. when he did the media car wash. Who the hell knows what a player's going to tell you? That's just irresponsible. It's an irresponsible thing to do. They wouldn't do that. But they might lay out that, yeah, we have these plans to go about maybe this way or that way, but we can't necessarily tell you because it's our plan. Things can change. You got to make, got to have two to tango. And this could have been something that he'd been thinking about since December. Is this relationship repairable with the Cleveland Browns and Myles Garrett? And if it is, how do you do it? Because there's so many times where I sit there and think, man, I think in realism, it might just be too far gone. That once you say you want to trade, and it's nothing personal against Myles, not at all. This has been a roller coaster of a ride. He's had a brilliant career here. I want it to end amicably, but I think that a lot of people are like, you know what? We've done it to its end. It's the restaurant and Goodfellas. It's time to bust it out. It's time to bust this thing out and get the picks and let's get going here. I think that there's so many things. I'm hard pressed to find a realistic scenario, Tone, where it's like, okay, now you have to stay. Now you absolutely have to sign an extension and stay with this football team.
I mean, the day that it came out that he issued the press release to everybody about him wanting the trade, yeah, my mind went to, okay, he's played his last game as a Cleveland Brown. Now, more time has elapsed. He then went down to the Super Bowl, reiterated it, and basically talked about teams he might go to.
Yes.
When he was asked. You know, you had people like Mina Kimes provoking, saying, what about the Washington Commanders? What about this team? So now Miles is actually talking about other quarterbacks and how much he likes other quarterbacks. But, you know, there hasn't been any actionable date yet, right? There hasn't been a drop dead date of you got to meet a deadline if you're the Browns or Myles Garrett. And we're not really going to have that for a long time, right? Because you're going to have OTAs, the voluntary OTAs. You're going to have, you know, the mini camps. You're going to have the training camp. And as we get to each one of those steps, we'll see how noisy it gets, because Miles now did his Super Bowl junket. He's probably vacationing now. I don't know what he's doing. When are we going to hear from Myles Garrett again?
It'll be a while.
Well, or is
he shows up at the combine and starts giving interviews.
Right,
that'd be something.
Right. Is he going to show up places?
Might have to fly back for that one.
To try to keep his name in the news. If he does that, every day he starts doing that stuff,
you're going to start getting annoyed. And then you're going to say, all right, get the hell out of here.
Yes. Then it will definitely be the end, because the fans will sever their relationship with him.
I don't want this to get ugly.
Do you think the fans have severed their relationship with Miles yet?
I want to ask them. 216-47.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
74.092. I don't think that they have yet.
Because there's
been... But I'm seeing more and more negativity.
Sure. A little more negativity. But I haven't seen the burning of the Miles Garrett jerseys yet. Even for show.
Well,
even from the usual suspects.
Yeah, but if he goes in as a Hall of... He goes into the Hall of Fame first ballot, you're going to want to wear your Miles Garrett jersey unless he wins the Super Bowl with somebody else.
That's interesting, right? Because... When LeBron LeBron came back.
Well, people
do those people wish they would have had those jerseys back? The two that were burned, do they wish they would have?
Money,
back?
You can set it on fire all you want. It's not. I've defended jersey burning. I don't think it's repugnant or nasty. It's your money. Set it on fire. I don't care. Go ahead.
So the reason I asked the question is I don't feel that the fan side of this has been fractured so much that he can't come back. Now the question is on the other side, the Miles side of it. You know, can the Browns repair that? Can Miles repair it? It's two-way street, right? Yep. Like, it's not just one side. He has not really done all the mudslinging that he could do. He has not talked bad about the organization.
Well,
he just doesn't like the window of the plan, the time frame of the plan.
He doesn't think that they could win now. I beg your pardon. I think the scenario that would have to play out is the most unrealistic scenario of it, is that Matthew Stafford would have to become available, as Albert Breer had said. And I think that that's, you're really pulling teeth there, because then I think Sean McVay has to have a trick up his sleeve to make that team. It was a competitive football team. It was a playoff team this year. So you have to have a trick up your sleeve to keep that team competitive, because Sean McVay doesn't want to waste his time. He's Teflon. If you were to get a guy, say you were somehow able to wheel and deal, and you end up with Matthew Stafford, and Matthew Stafford is somehow amenable to playing with the team. If Miles still wanted to leave, I think that I would turn on Miles. To me, if Aaron Rodgers comes here, that's not enough for me to tell Miles Garrett, you need to stay and sign an extension and stay with this football team. It's not enough. Is Aaron Rodgers enough for you? You can go down the list of the guys that are possibilities. How about this? I don't think that they can afford him. I think he's priced himself out. What are they, $36 million over the cap right now? And I know that things change, right? Is Sam Darnold from Minnesota? I disagree with what Brian said. I read the article from ESPN over the weekend. I do think I agree with Kevin Seifert, because I've been thinking this way since their season ended in the playoffs. They have several players that they'd like to pay, not named Sam Darnold. They can try to throw the franchise tag on him, but I think they're going to throw their franchise tag on someone else, like Byron Murphy, like what Kevin Seifert had wrote. So if they throw it on somebody else and Sam Darnold becomes available and you are able to get him, is Sam Darnold enough for you to say, Miles, you need to go back on this. You need to sign with this football team.
This is why we want to know how realistic Miles is, because Sam Darnold was a top five quarterback for most of the year last year. And then fell apart those last two games.
You could be a playoff team with Sam.
But, right. Oh, absolutely you could. Is Miles Garrett, like, demanding to play with either the top five teams in the NFL or the top five quarterbacks? Is he going to be unrealistic? Because then we might not be able to make a trade happen. Like, Philadelphia. We brought up Philadelphia because I heard some people say, what about Philadelphia? That's a trade partner that could make sense. First of all, it would suck for the Browns because it's the end of the first round. You know, whatever picks you get are going to be bad picks. Second of all, realistically.
Second of all,
if I'm Philadelphia, why would I want that when we just won a championship without Myles Garrett? Now I have to bring someone in that's going to make me have to get rid of a bunch of players.
I'll go a step further. If Myles Garrett ends up as a Philadelphia Eagle to start this next season, my first thought is that we didn't get enough. My first thought is that we didn't get all we could.
I totally agree.
Kansas City, I think they operate from a position of power. I think that they feel, and maybe Owen disagrees, but I think he's going to agree, Kansas City can get to the Super Bowl or to the AFC Championship and keep going with this because they have Patrick Mahomes and they have confidence in Andy Reid and Brent Veach. I think that Detroit, because of the money that they've paid Aiden Hutchinson, is still going to be a candidate, is still a possibility because the window's open and they were not a successful franchise for a very long period of time. The team that I would think that you would be able to say we got the most for would be Buffalo because it's their backs up against it. I think they're sick and tired of losing to the Chiefs. Their window's only so much open and they need defense. They need guys on defense there. I mean, you're probably looking at another guy who's a wide receiver for Josh Allen or another pass catcher for Josh Allen in the draft. And then you're probably looking at D-line, linebacker, and secondary for that football team where you could go. Myles Garrett would be a distinct possibility. But damn it, I'm going to tell you right now, with the way Howie Roseman operates, I would think my first thought, and I know there's history there. I know Andrew Berry's there and his brother's there. But I would think that if he ends up a Philadelphia Eagle, my first thought is going to be a lump in my throat going, we didn't get what we could have. And he just ended up with the Eagles because now, what were the other offers? Did we take, because we work with Howie Roseman, we work well in these trades.
Andrew Berry's brother
is
over
there. In my throat.
His twin brother's over in Philly.
216-474-0092. So you brought it, I like the way you said it. Is the relationship severed already with Browns fans?
I don't think it is. It doesn't feel that way to me. I think people are annoyed at how it's getting here, and they were annoyed with the Browns at first. Then over the next few days and then the week in the Super Bowl, I think they then got further annoyed with Miles. But if tomorrow Miles was like, hey, I've agreed to sign a fully guaranteed whatever deal with the Cleveland Browns, $40 million a year, highest paid non-quarterback, all that stuff, I think fans would find it very easy to get back in his good graces, and or the other way around. And furthermore, I think they'd be a little excited about the plan that the Browns might have showed Miles, because they might think that that also went into it.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.